U.S.-born alleged narco-terrorist could face life in prison after capture in Mexico. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 17, 2022. The American-born leader of one of Mexico's most dangerous cartels could face life in prison following his capture in Mexico and subsequent deportation to the U.S. Known in the criminal underworld as El Huevo or the Egg, Juan Gerardo Trevino Chavez, 39, is expected to make an initial appearance in San Antonio before a U.S. judge on an 11-count indictment for drug and weapons conspiracy charges as the leader of the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas. The indictment also accuses Trevino of using underage teens for criminal activities as a way to avoid federal prosecution. Trevino was living in the Mexican border city of Nuevo Laredo, where his criminal organization rules with almost complete impunity. On Sunday night, Mexican military forces arrested Trevino and immediately took him out of the city to Tijuana. Since Trevino is a U.S. citizen, he was turned over to authorities in San Diego. After his arrest, teams of CDN Los Zetas gunmen terrorized Nuevo Laredo. The gunmen even attacked the U.S. consulate and a Mexican army base. In a prepared statement provided to Breitbart Texas by U.S. Homeland Security Investigations, Trevino had inherited the position following the arrest of his uncles Miguel Angel Z40 Trevino Morales and Omar Z42 Trevino Morales. Under El Huevo's leadership, the CDN Los Zetas continued their reign of terror by kidnapping and murdering victims by the thousands. In the state of Coahuila, El Huevo is wanted on terrorism charges in connection with a 2019 invasion by hundreds of CDN Zetas gunmen into the town of Villa Union. Once there, the gunmen shot up the city hall. The gunmen also held hours-long shootouts with police where at least 24 individuals died. The CDN Los Zetas are linked to hundreds of kidnappings along the highway that connects Nuevo Laredo and Monterrey. Some of the victims were U.S. citizens. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.